With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas floods have left at least 80 people dead now and some 27 girls missing as rescuers search a devastated landscape. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told the press in Kerrville, Texas, over the weekend the administration would use all available resources.
Know that President Trump is absolutely heartbroken by what has happened here in Texas, and the loss of life is absolutely devastating to him and Melania.
And as White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports, the president has signed a disaster declaration for Texas after those deadly floods.
The president said the scenes from central Texas are hard to watch.
It's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible.
He said his administration is working with officials in the state and that his heart goes out to those affected.
We say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas.
The president said he'll probably visit the state on Friday. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations at www.salvationarmytexas.org. Tayshia Stevens reports more floating border walls on its way to South Texas.
The head of Homeland Security signs a waiver allowing for the deployment of about 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. The agency said in a statement that the waterborne barriers are intended to create a safer border environment for patrolling agents, as well as a deterrent for illegal immigrants attempting to illegally cross the river.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. Global shares are mostly down as the Trump administration steps up pressure on trading partners to quickly make new deals before a Wednesday tariff deadline. U.S. markets coming off another surge in a short day of trading last Thursday after a report on the U.S. job market showed it performed stronger than Wall Street had been expecting. This is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say religious freedom is the best thing about America.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmalov, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them just a little over a month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that had been approved by voters, something that happened just last year. This is SRN News. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green announced his official resignation from Congress after voting for President Trump's mega bill. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Congressman Mark Green announced his official resignation from Congress on Friday, a move that was expected, but one that could, at least for now, shrink Republicans' already narrow majority in the House. With his resignation, Republicans are down to a 219 to 212 majority in the House, at least until his seat in the solidly red district is filled. His resignation will be effective July 20th. Green, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, said he was returning to the private sector to start his own business, but did not provide details about that business.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw has been selected for his 11th All-Star game, joining the roster as a legend pick by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. At 37, Kershaw is the oldest National League All-Star for the July 15th game at Atlanta's Truist Park. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.